Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 10th of October and as ever, here we go with three ideas to help you improve your business in around 3 minutes. And idea one, well, develop this one, I guess. After claiming that his visit to Egypt inspired him, one of the richest men in Brazil, Thane Chiquinho Scarpa, actually announced that he was actually going to bury his $450,000 Bentley so they could enjoy it in the afterlife. He got an absolute slating on social media. He even posted pictures of him digging the holes and actually got lots and lots of negative feedback saying he should donate it to charity and all these things. He then went through with the ceremony. He got people gathered around to see what was going on and then actually delivered a speech that actually revealed the real reason he was planning to bury his car. People have condemned me for trying to bury a $1 million Bentley. The fact is most people bury something a lot more valuable than my car. People bury hearts, livers, lungs, eyes and kidneys. This is absurd. There are so many people out there waiting for a transplant and you will bury healthy organs that can save so many lives. This is the biggest waste in the world. And he was actually announcing the launch of the Organ Donators Week in Brazil. I think this is a fantastic way of actually getting your idea across. I'm not suggesting that you've got to go and bury cars, but the key thing here is what are you doing to stand out from the crowd? And just on that one, just to sort of see on andyhanselman.com, you'll see there is a link to the organ donors website here in the UK. If you've not done it, get doing it. Idea two is to develop this, and standing out from the crowd is one thing, but actually creating dialogue and keeping in the eyes of your existing customers is another. And creating dialogue, not diatribes, is a thing that we see 3D businesses do. And here's a great example from a local restaurant here in Sheffield called Silversmiths. As they prepare to reopen after their refurbishment, they've sent out an email to let their customers know what's going on, about their new opening times, and opening the day, and to actually reinforce it, they've engaged their customers by a very nice email that says, "We're counting down the days until our refurbishment, only 7 days, and as a valued Silver Service member, we'd love your thoughts." And there's some questions from them. What would you like to see on our new morning, lunch and Sunday menu? What's missing in Sheffield City Centre currently in the restaurant cafe industry? How can we make sure Silversmith stands out, not only as an evening venue, but a daytime as well? And they're encouraging customers to come back with some ideas, and there's a chance to win some vouchers to actually work to go and eat there if you do it for the winners. And it's simple stuff, but it's just a nice way of engaging customers. How do you engage with yours? And it might not necessarily be about emails, and it's definitely not about pushing products at them, but your challenge is to find ways to get your customers to interact with you and your people, whether that's face-to-face, over the phone, or via social media. You'll see, again, on the andyhanselman.com website, some examples of other businesses that have done this. But if you actually want to find out a bit more about this, there's a thing you can download as well. But what do you think we could do to improve what we do? Can you see what we did there? Get in touch. And finally, some words of wisdom from Winston Churchill when it comes to communicating and standing out from the crowd. When you're 20, you care about what everyone thinks. When you're 40, you stop caring about what everyone thinks. When you're 60, you realise no one was ever thinking about you in the first place. Have a great week now.